Static.
Yellow taxi to me and smile.
Bob on the Stag Show. This is Bob.
Just a while.
Oh, you're still going.
Oh, are we going?
Yeah, it's Bob.
Oh, I was doing the Joe Jackson thing.
I know. I love to catch you in, like, you know.
Oh.
I think it's funny to catch you doing your little bit there before it started.
Oh, I see. I see.
I can run the things that we get, but anyway.
Oh, I see.
That's all right. So how's it going?
Oh, yeah, it's going good. What about you?
Hey, man, mellow.
Mellow,
I'm
yeah.
Bagging leaves with Mr. Yagay.
I was raking leaves with Mr. Miyagi this weekend. Yes,
yeah.
He kicked my son right in the ass. I thought that was funny.
Because?
I was bent over grabbing something, and he just, like, ran up and kicked me out.
I hope it wasn't too rough, was it?
I don't think so. I don't
no. He's all right?
Yeah.
He's going to be all right?
Yeah. It's going to be okay.
That's good. He's probably said something like, yo, you got to keep it off of you, like an old man. You're going to look like an old man. Giant target.
I don't know.
We called him Waterloo. So, happy Halloween, belated.
Happy belated Halloween.
And happy Asian Day. This will... We'll actually hear this after the election, but the election will take place.
Yeah.
It's not going to take place till after, you know. Anyway, we record this usually on Sunday. Today's Monday now. Anyway,
and
it'll be playback on Wednesday.
Whatever you want to do. If you want to vote, vote. If you don't, don't.
Oh, okay. This message approved by the Apathy Party.
Well, do what you want. I don't care.
Do what you want.
Don't listen to us. We're not
fuck
a house
bastards.
Guy. You know, I was kind of putting down, you know, like me babying kids last week.
Yeah.
And you know, our, you know, listeners wrote in and now is thinking about not having children now. And
oh, you make her?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think he said not thinking about having children.
No, I think he said he was going to, like, sterilize himself or something.
I'm set for 24 hours on a microwave with my nuts hanging in it.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know.
He, like, ripped the door off the microwave and jammed a pen so it would start and hung his neck in the microwave. 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sterilize myself.
Well, this is now a two kind of show, so don't take any lessons from this one. Think, you know.
I used to have grapes, now I got raisins. I feel really hot inside. Anyway, no, I didn't gather that from that email, but
well, I don't want people to get all suicidal by listening to this.
I just said it sounded really difficult, but
yeah,
well,
I know, but I don't
difficult.
Want people to get all down. You know,
it can be extremely difficult, but you know,
yeah.
I suppose it could be joyful.
Well, I'm gonna get some comedy from the show, man. Don't get all down. Don't get down, man.
Just because you're a ringer out with your children doesn't mean everybody is.
He'll probably be graded someday, you know.
Yeah.
He probably will be. Yeah.
So, yeah, Halloween. This is, I wasn't going to talk about this, but now you mentioned kids and everything.
Yeah.
Somebody who's great with children probably was who gave my daughter the severed ear candy.
Wow.
Which I'll picture up in the title of this one this week.
Oh, seriously.
I'm serious. I'm gonna take a picture and I'll stick. You'll see it when you're listening to this.
I'm glad you didn't go to the Bobbitt house.
Yeah, really. No kidding. Thanks.
Dad, what is it?
I guess I don't know what the deal. My daughter pulled out. She got all mad at me because we have like five houses.
Right.
And I said, dump it out. I want to look at it.
Right.
Just, you know, I didn't think anything was going to be wrong, but thought, you know, I better do this as a responsible parent.
Right.
And she's like, Dad, what's this? And I go, God, it looks like an ear. I guess we went by the Van Gogh household or something.
Sick.
Anyway, that's not really my whole story. But,
yeah.
It was kind of sick. I thought, wow. And I don't even think I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Chocolate. I thought, well, no, you know, I don't think I'm going to eat
it. What's it called, though?
It doesn't, it's just like, it has a picture, well, you'll see it, a picture of an ear that looks kind of nasty, and it's in the shape of an ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of like velvet thing or something. I don't know what the hell.
God.
Wasn't it Blue Velvet on the ear?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, or it's about Harry, I can't remember. I think it was Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
He had a pocket or something. But, yeah, something like that, you know.
Oh,
it's got, like, a little picture of, like, little hairs on it.
Right.
It's nasty.
Are you going to eat it?
No, I don't think I am.
I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah, like, I never see that dollar. Yeah. Anyway. speaking of ears, I got a couple weird things going on. I don't know what. I thought you got to be a certain age.
Right.
That you didn't hits anymore. But I got a zit on the, like, my nostril wall, right?
Right.
You know, like, a little piece of skin there, you know, as you curve up from your nostril?
Right.
I got a zit there the other week.
Right.
Then I got a zit, like, in my ear, by my ear hole.
Okay. You mean your external auditory meatus?
Yeah, right by my ear.
Yeah.
And it's driving me nuts because it's so painful. You can't pinch a zit there.
Scrape it.
Well, I tried doing that. I don't know. It's probably all infected now. Like, some kind of weird infected ear.
Have your wife do it.
Yeah. I didn't really want her to see it. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, she can see it, but I didn't want to bring attention to it.
Right.
But that was another because we were talking about ears. But here's the meat of it. I was out of town this last week.
Okay.
And I passed an opportunity that I think you would have partaken in.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, go on.
Oil wrestling with women. No, I'm joking. No, I was at the Holiday Inn Executive Center, Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
And they were having a rally for the Missouri gubernatorial candidate, Matt Blunt, who's a Republican.
Right.
And who do you think showed up but Mr. New York 9/11 Mayor Rudy Giuliani?
Oh, lovely, yeah.
And my boss weaseled in and got his picture taken with him.
Cool.
Along with another person I work with.
Yeah.
So you would have done that.
I would have, yeah.
I stood back sidelines, but yeah, I got a wave.
Why didn't
Mayor
you get a picture
Giuliani.
For the website?
What's that?
You should get picture for the website.
No, yeah, no. That's your gig, man. I don't do that.
Come on.
I stood back, and I'm like, you know, whatever.
There probably wasn't enough room in the shot, I mean.
But yeah, I mean, we were actually there, and they had... We were in the hotel doing something else.
Right.
Yeah, he walked by, said hey.
Wow.
Shaking hands and cabies the whole bit.
Wow, cool.
So anyway, I brushed with greatness.
There you go.
But I was very intimidated by the handful of three people with their 9mm strapped to their hip, but that's a whole other story.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow.
A very visible handguns.
You a big man?
No, it wasn't. He's very slight.
Yeah.
And the guy he was stumping for in Missouri was like a little tiny guy. Like a little leprechaun dude or something.
Leprechaun.
Oh, sexy boy, vote for me November 2nd. I'm your leprechaun gubernatorial candidate.
Running against the ghost of Mel Carnahan.
Nah, he's the dead governor.
I know.
I met Mel Carnahan. That's a whole other bit.
Yeah,
I was close enough to kill Mel Carnahan, but with the knife. But that's
nice.
A whole other.
That's nice that you should say that.
I mean, you know, the plane crash did it, but I got it before that.
That's nice.
I was amazed. This was like pre 9/11 and everything, and so I was amazed at the lack of security. For these, literally, I was standing next to Governor Carnahan and his lackey at the time, and I didn't know who I was. I was nobody, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody to me ahead of time. They didn't know who the hell I was. I mean, I'm like an insane person anyway.
Yeah.
So why Nugent. They would let the governor get so close to me.
You have a Ted Nugent look to you.
Well, at the time, yeah, I had a Ted Nugent look, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like Nugent's dad or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little wild-eyed and everything.
You're more like David Cross.
Yeah, David Cross. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, that was my brush with greatness.
Cool.
It was wild.
Wow.
So what's happening in your world?
So I had a confession this week that I hate cats, and it was pretty much confirmed.
Oh, well, there you go.
Little bastard bit me.
A little, why'd the cat bite you?
We got a cat this summer. I swore that we would never have another free cat.
And then you were wrong, evidently.
I was wrong, because we got one over the summer, and my wife, God bless her, has been taking care of the animal and taking her to the vet and all this.
Nothing to take care of in the title household.
Yeah.
Not only does she have to clean up your litter box, now she's going to clean up cats.
All right, and what's worse is, it's like, Miles, it's your turn to help out. You can bring that to the vet and get her fixed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, of course she's going to bite you.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds easy. I can handle that.
What did you do when your wife had you fixed?
Different story. For different night.
Dude, this was just a physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I've never had my hernia checked. Sharp devices.
Easy now, Blue. Easy. Right?
Yeah.
So I throw the cat in the van, and we're driving over there. All of a sudden, there's like this crazy meowing. Like,
cat's right? In heat.
Huh?
The cat's in heat.
I don't know what was going on. I'm like, well, that's weird.
So, being the proud Boy Scout I am, I pulled over and gave that the what for.
I gave her the best 12 inches she ever had. Damn it.
That way she'd have one last fling before the old snippery.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we get, long short, we get there. And I'm in the lobby. Cat now is quiet, but now she's like shivering.
Oh, because she's totally freaked out.
Yeah.
Going into like, shock.
But I'm thinking, well, this is good because she's not meowing now, you know. Maybe that's good.
Maybe shut the hell up.
Yeah, now that she's shivering.
Found that with children, if you put them into shock, they shut up.
Yeah. So we get into the exam room, right?
Is this your kitty?
Yeah, I was like, it's an older.
I hate that son of a bitch.
No, it's like a kindly older, you know, veterinarian.
Yeah.
He's like, well, look, I'm going to do an exam here before we declaw her and, you know, lay her. And,
yeah.
And, okay, so he kind of grabs the cat. And I got my hand on it close just trying to study. But I didn't have my cat hand on the cat, but
right.
Close too, right?
Just waiting for it to bolt.
And, so this guy, like, went out like a comb, and he's going to look for fleas.
Oh, great.
And now this cat is starting to hiss.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, like, spitting, like.
The fleas like to hang out on my anus. Let me comb over there.
Yeah. After about three hisses, the cat turns on me, bites me.
Well, you're the asshole that took the cat in there.
Huh?
The asshole that took the cat in there.
I know.
That was just a kindly old gentleman combing her.
Oh, I'm cussing like I'm Joe Pesci or something. Son of a bitch! God damn! Son of a bitch!
Did you pull out your pistol and shoot it?
I don't want it to, believe me.
Now what am I going to...
Now the veterinarian's all politic. I'm sorry, Mr. Title. Sorry.
Did you get bit by this little kitty?
He wants to, like, pay for my medical bills.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm like, no, doctor, don't worry.
Jimmy Stewart vet or what?
You know.
Well, what the hell happened?
Mr. Gower. I'm loony.
That cat must hate you.
No, a little batch of blood on me, you son of a bitch.
Did you fuck this cat before you got in here?
You did that cat in the ass, didn't you? That's why I bit you.
You're a cat fucker.
Get out of the office.
You're a goddamn cat fucker.
ears.
Let me smell your ding dong.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
It's like powdered milk.
Oh, God.
And oh, peas. Man. So, did you ever get this stain or what?
Yeah. Right after that, believe me, I was like, I've had enough.
Think you can get me some gauze, Doc?
Yeah.
I'm not giving no gauze to no goddamn cat fucker. You go get your own goddamn gauze. I don't know if that sounds anything like Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, you had it there, now you're losing.
I'm losing it. Happened too much.
I know. You had them, and then you're...
Here, let me read you a poem. Nobody's going to remember.
Hotel Mount Palouse.
Nobody's going to remember Jimmy reading poems on Tonight's Show.
Yeah, I do. Here,
Johnny, I got a poem.
Yeah.
It's called Catfucker.
Wow, that sounds wild, wacky.
I know, it's weird. It?
Yes.
There you go. So, your cat's okay?
Yeah.
Cat's okay, Uncle Miles?
And I'm okay, too. Thanks for asking.
Did you get cat scratch fever?
Yeah.
You did?